Student Radio Chart Show.
Well, first up, thanks very much for talking to us and taking the time. You're starting your tour in the UK very soon, which I think sold out in 2 minutes. How are you feeling about it?
Good. We started last night in Dublin, and it was they started it very well.
Okay.
The Dublin crowd went wild, so we had a good time. And we're on our way to Newcastle as we speak.
Oh, brilliant. And you also played a lot of festivals over the summer, from Glastonbury and Reading. Were there any particular highlights?
All of the festivals were brilliant. We had such a great festival season this year. I mean, first time playing Glastonbury and Reading and Leeds and Tea in the Park, and we didn't expect the crowds that we got, so all of them were massive highlights for us.
Cool. So I was just wondering, when you're on tour, who do you listen to music-wise when you're travelling around?
We all listen to very different things. I mean, I like to tuck away and put on my headphones and listen to... what have I been listening to? I've been listening to a lot of the Beatles recently and Bryan Adams and the Xert.
Okay, cool. And you've also seemed to have gone from sort of the BBC introducing sort of A-list in a very short period of time. Has the kind of pace of it surprised you at all?
Definitely. I mean, we didn't expect to, you know, the pace of any of this. You know, it was crazy how quick the tour sold out, and it's crazy how quick our rise, I guess, has been. We weren't in a band. We didn't start the band to get radio play or get a number one album. We started the band because we love playing music together and we really enjoyed it. So anything extra to that was an absolute bonus for us.
Yeah, and I mean, does it kind of feel like you've made it, so to speak?
It's a very strange thing to make it. I don't really know what it actually means, but I mean, I'm very much enjoying my lifestyle and at the moment, and I know it's a pretty strange situation that I'm in, and I know a lot of people would love to be living the lifestyle I'm currently living at the moment. So I don't know if making it is what I'm aiming for. I think it's just enjoying life and enjoying the moment, and I'm definitely doing that.
And also, your album has been nominated for the Mercury Prize. I guess things like that are kind of what makes it so amazing, really, getting that recognition.
Yeah, I mean, that was another surprise. I don't really know what to think about for things, but to be nominated for the Mercury Award and be recognised in that list is another thing, you know, that we don't take for granted, and it's amazing.
Yeah, and am I right in saying that you and Mike have only been playing together since 2013?
Royal Blood started in 2012.
Okay.
The end of it, but we've been playing music, you know, for the last 10 years together in different bands, and, you know, been playing, and we've done everything. We've played in wedding bands together, we've played in funk bands, rock bands, heavy metal bands, everything.
That's really cool. And also, Jimmy Page came to one of your gigs, didn't he? So what was it like having a legend like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible that anyone comes to our gigs, you know. We're surprised when, I mean, it was our first show in New York, and, you know, we'd never played out there, and to have anyone there was amazing. But to have a legend like Jimmy Page, you know, who we've listened to and look up to musically, was incredible, and it was a pleasure that we got to meet him, and another very surreal moment for us.
Yeah, and talking about surreal moments, I read how you were taken to Mrs. Doubtfire's house by Lars Ulrich from Metallica. How did that happen?
Yeah, that's right. He kidnapped us and took us on a tour of San Francisco. Like you said, another very surreal moment for us when, you know, you get Lars from Metallica knocking on your dressing room door and taking you around San Francisco.
Wow. Good story, though, I guess.
Yeah, it was. It's a moment I always remember.
Yeah. And you've also kind of spoken in interviews about how rock music comes very naturally to you. Do you hope to see more of a sort of revival in rock music and sort of mainstream music?
Yeah, I mean, I think I enjoy all types of genre. And so I think for me it's all about good songs, you know, coming through. It doesn't really matter about the genre, but I think good songwriting and good catchy songs to listen to, and less of the crap, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Well, thank you very much for talking to us, and best of luck with the rest of the tour as well.
Thank you very much. It was good speaking to you.
The Student Radio Chart Show.